This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you like what you hear on our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, check out the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. If there's one thing I've learned during my career in the financial services industry, there's no one-size-fits-all retirement strategy, and the goals for retirement are likely to shift during different periods in your life. When you're 25 and still in your career's early chapters, you probably don't give much thought to retiring other than contributing to a 401k. But it's a different story when you're 50 and retirement is potentially drawing closer. So you should ultimately build a financial and retirement strategies that grow and change as you age, and your goals and needs also grow and change. Growing and changing will be our theme today, because that's what happens in retirement, right? So as we explore some potential financial and retirement strategies for when you're at three different important points in your life, we're going to look at 10 years from retirement, we're going to look at 5 years away from retirement, and then we're going to look at 1 year away from retirement. So these different times are important to you for how to plan your retirement. But before we start talking about these three life stages, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who is still the irreplaceable co-host, period.
I don't know about that. I'm happy to be here, and I want to thank you for having me on my show. But wow, I mean, that introduction alone, that's awesome. Thanks for the kind words.
Having you on your show? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Thank you for having me on your show, not you on my show. Yeah. Did I get that wrong?
Yeah.
It's just my ego sneaking. My ego was poking through. Yeah. My narcissism. Thank you, Chris, for having you on my show. No, this is your show, and I'm just along for the ride, Chris. You bring the financial knowledge, and that's pretty good, though. I do feel good about this weekend. We were talking before the show. It's Record Store Day weekend, and yes. You know me. I'm a big record collector, so Right. Everybody listening, head on out to your local independent record store. They'll have specials. They'll have exclusive records that are only available tomorrow and this weekend. So this Saturday when the show airs, that's Record Store Day. So I'm excited. How have you been? What have you been doing? You've been, I know Tara's traveling a lot. You've been running back and forth to the airport with Tara and meeting with clients, right?
Yeah. So I've been handling most of the client meetings, and then also taking care of our animals. And then we've also been, so Tara put on, she got a promotion last fall. And so I've been planning a promotion party for her. And so we've been planning that. There's a lot that goes into it.
There is.
A lot of work.
I know. I got an invite. That was nice.
Yes. Well, yeah. You've been part of our lives for 10 years now.
Yeah, a lot. It's been a while. Yeah. And that entire 10 years, I've been trying to finish the audiobook.
Right.
Can't show up until that's done. So we'll get that done. We'll have to get that done right away. But I know you've been busy, especially with clients, and you know, tax season just wrapped up.
Yeah.
So by the way, before we get into it, where do pirates pay their taxes? Who do they pay?
I don't know, Tony. Where do pirates pay their taxes?
To the IRS. To the IRS. Yeah, that's a bad dad joke. Had to work that in so bad.
You know, so your kids are getting too old to be being entertained by that, right?
they were too old to be entertained by my sense of humor years ago, Chris. Trust me on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, once they hit junior high, once they hit ninth grade, I think is when it started to stop.
Dad, stop being stupid.
Exactly. Yeah.
No. I like it.
Exactly. All right.
You're my captive audience. So we're going to talk about this first phase of how to start planning for retirement. So if you're 10 years away from, you think you're about 10 years away from retirement, you know, it could change. But if you think you're about 10 years away from retirement, the first thing that you've got to determine is how much money you're going to need in an ideal retirement lifestyle, right? So it's thinking about what kind of lifestyle you want to have, what kind of things do you want to do, you know, is what makes you happy going out and having a nice meal on a regular basis. Well, you got to plan for that, because going out to dinner for two people at a decent restaurant is going to run about $100 anymore, right? So you got to start having that plan for those kind of things. And if you're going to do that, you know, twice a week, so that's eight times a month. Well, that's $800 a month. So you got to throw stuff like that in. Going to do that European travel. You're going to buy an RV. What are you going to do? So figure out what your lifestyle is going to be, and then figure out your spending plan kind of generally in retirement. So there's an easy rule. It's that what they call the 80% rule. Sometimes that works for people. Sometimes it doesn't, but it's a place to start. Okay. It's a guideline. How much money are you spending now? Okay. Take 80% of that. And that's probably what you're going to spend in retirement. And so it's 80% of the income usually is the way they do it. But, you know, depends kind of what your income's like, what your expendable income is like, and how much you're investing. So it's either your income. If you're spending all your income every month, then it's 80% of your income. If you've got a lot of leftover money, then look at 80% of your expenditures. So that's how you kind of determine how much money you're going to need. And then the next thing you look at is, well, how much money do I have? How much can I spend? And so then that's where we start with it's a Bergen's Law. It's what we call the 4% rule. Some guy back in the late 80s, early 90s came up with this rule. If you only spend 4% of your capital, then you can, that money will last you about 30 years. Right. And that's just a general rule. It's not the same for everything. It depends.
Again, it's more of a guideline than a rule, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everybody's situation is different. And I've heard nowadays with inflation and everything, it's probably you can only take out a lot less. It's probably only 3% or.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's inflation happened in the 80s, too. Right. So.
Right.
Right. So you've got, that's why you have to make sure that you have your assets that can grow with inflation, and you have to have assets that are safe in case there's market crashes. So that's why we always have that balanced approach. But anyway, you want to make sure you're not outliving your money. And so this rule gives you just a general guideline. We're 10 years away from retirement. We don't know exactly how much money we're going to have when 10 years from now. Because you're probably, if you're in a good job, you'll probably get raises. You'll probably pack more money away. You know, who knows what's going to happen with those funds? Are they going to really grow and go nuts for the next 10 years? We don't know, but it's nice to have that plan kind of starts to see it and start to envision it. You can't hit a target you don't aim at.
Right.
The other parts about Social Security are Social Security, right? So Social Security is a factor in retirement. The great thing about Social Security is it gets a cost of living adjustment based on inflation. So it may not be a big part of your retirement dollars. However, it can become something that helps fight inflation. So it's nice to have. Okay. The thing to actually take action on is look at your 401k elections. Look at the risk tolerance. Look and see, you know, how much risk are you accepting there? Is that the right amount for you to retire in 10 years? You know, what happens if there is a big crash in the market? What happens if, you know, if the bond market crashed like it did in 2012, then that's kind of a challenge for most 401ks because that's, they use bonds to offset equity drops. So, you know, what are the, where are the risk in my 401k? Is there anything I can do to make sure that they don't have those risks? And so what we do here is we can do a, help you do a risk analysis on all these things, right? So we can help you look at it. We kind of separate money into growth money, and we separate money into safe money. And so we have both safe money assets and growth money assets so that you can have your idealized risk tolerance, but with assets that are completely separate, completely different, right? Something that's not tied to the market.
Yeah. Well, and for you mentioned 401ks, retirement plans, you need to have those looked at, but really you need to work with a professional like yourself. And that's what you do there. If somebody wants to come in and say, okay, here's what I've got. Can you run a report showing me how much risk I have? Here are my accounts. Yeah. That is something you do all the time. You do that for your clients, and you're more than happy to meet with people, talk to our listeners about it. But I encourage our listeners to get a second opinion on where they're at. And 10 years out is a good time to really make sure that you, all your ducks are in a row. And, you know, when you're 10 years out, you can afford to have some risk, but you want to make sure it's properly allocated. So
that's right. Yeah. So when I ask people, how did you pick what funds you put in your 401k, what mutual funds to select? And they said, the HR person told me everybody uses this one. So that's what I went with.
Yeah.
You're taking your financial advice from somebody that has some kind of social degree and is in, works in HR.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The kid with an associate's degree, if that, in the HR department. It, probably not. Yeah. I remember a job, not this one, but the one before that, when you signed up for your 401k, there were three boxes, high, medium, low. Right. You check one. No, seriously, that was your, that's how much freedom you had in investing. You checked high risk, medium risk, low risk. And they took it from there.
That is
like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, now it's all online.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's different.
And I understand why they did that back then, because it had been hard, right, to manage all that. But now they have everything online. And so you can go in online and look to see how it's been performing. You can check out the other funds that are available to you, how they're performing.
Yeah.
And
do comparisons and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah. And if our listeners need help with that, you can help as well. Help them work with their HR department or go into the database. Usually now you don't even have to go through your HR department. If you ask your HR department, they'll just give you a link and tell you to sign into that portal with whoever, Charles Schwab or wherever it is, Morgan Stanley, well, you know, wherever it's at.
And I've done that. I've helped some clients, you know, we logged on to their site in the office and helped them. It's confusing sometimes. So I understand if it's confusing. It's what I do, so it's not confusing to me.
Right.
But it's confusing on how to evaluate the different funds that are available to you.
Sure.
And then they don't make it easy to switch around sometimes in those little portals they have.
Right.
So you have to kind of fight it a little bit.
So what's the phone number our listeners can call?
Hey, call me at 719-210-4242. We'll schedule a complimentary consultation. We'll start looking at that 10-year mark on how you're going to retire and how much money you're going to have and how much fun you're going to have in retirement. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And we'll help figure out how to get there.
That's awesome. Okay, so that was the 10 years. Now we're on to the 5 years.
Yes.
5 years before the phase where you're 5 years before retirement.
Yeah. So once again, we're gonna have to relook how much money you want to spend in retirement, and how you plan to do that. You know, so when we say a spending plan, we're not talking, okay, you can only spend $50,000 a year, and that's what you're going to spend the whole time. That's not how retirement works. It's totally not it. your spending plan needs to account for those first 5 years of retirement where you're going to spend a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Because you're going to go have fun. You're going to
go years, we call
it. That's right. So yeah. you're going to be doing things. You're going to be buying the things you need to create hobbies. A friend of mine's dad, Todd, his name was Todd, really good friend. He bought a wood lathe. Okay. And he started making these magnificent vases out of, wood that he would just find around Oklahoma and just really beautiful pieces of art. And that's what he did in retirement is he played with his wood lathe.
Wow.
So, but he spent a bunch of money on it.
Oh yeah. That's an expensive hobby or an expensive trade. It's really a trade.
Yeah.
But I know my grandfather had a lathe and made these beautiful miniature pieces of furniture, like antique milk cans, but it's out of wood with the little lid and everything, tiny little handles and chairs and tables. But he used that lathe and he made our grandfather clock using that lathe with the neat posts with all the designs on them. And yeah, so he was really into it, but that equipment costs a lot of money. A nice wood lathe, a professional one is not cheap. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the one that, you have a crank handle and.
Yeah. The old, he had one of those. My grandfather had one of those too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He actually did. And he used it. He still used it, but he had a nice one too. But, okay. So, you really need to come up with start working on that spending plan when you're 5 years out.
You got to relook that spending plan to make sure everything's in line. You'll have thought of more things you want to do. Yeah. So make sure you incorporate those. And then this is when we start looking at, well, how long is my retirement going to last? Right. So if I retire at 65 and you've got a family history pretty good health, your retirement could last 25 years or more. 30, that's a long time to plan for, I can tell you.
A lot of relatives on my dad's side made it past 95.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's. Yeah,
and really my dad's good. 80 and he's still driving and stuff. So shouldn't be, but he is.
I don't have that problem. Both my grandfathers were gone before they were 63.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good. You better watch your health there, Chris.
I'm working on it.
Good. Yeah, you stay pretty healthy. You eat healthy. I mean, Tara keeps you in line. You get a lot of exercise with Tara. She's a goer, right?
We hiked the incline last Sunday. Jeez. It was a lot of fun. So
is that the word really you'd use is fun?
Well,
was it painful or hard at all? Or
it's a little painful. It's a little hard. But, I was not the oldest person in the group. So therefore, I didn't have to, push myself the hardest. Usually when I go, we go with Tara and her younger brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. And, then it's like you're the old man of the group, right? The group, yeah. That's never fun. All right. Well, OK. So life expectancy is a biggie and how much time you're going to spend in retirement. You have to plan for that, even though no one has a crystal ball.
If you're going to plan for 25 years, you really need to meet with a financial services professional because that's a long time and there's a lot of things can happen that you may or may not know about. So there's things that we would discuss like long-term care insurance, life insurance, maybe with an accelerated benefit rider that can help pay for that long-term care insurance is something that we talk with our clients about. If that's something they're interested in. We look at assets. Where are they? What are they doing for them? Is this asset in the right place? Does it have the right risk associated with it? Does it need to be in a riskier place? Does it need to be in a safer place? Sometimes I've moved clients into riskier things than I was like, let's go to the edge of your comfort level on this. And then we have this other asset that doesn't have risk. And so that helps bring down the risk of that, right?
Right.
So it's about an overall portfolio. Sure. And so we actually start writing a list down of expected retirement expenses. So first we start with the fixed, the ones we know we're going to have. We know we're going to eat. We know we're going to have a place to live. We know, you know, we're going to be paying for insurances on vehicles and maintaining vehicles and doing all these kinds of things. And then we got to figure out how much discretionary funds we need to have. So, okay, how much? I want to do 4 trips to Europe every year. Okay, 10 grand a pop for a two weeks in Europe. So that's $40,000. Okay, easy, right in.
Yep.
So you start writing them down, and then you start figuring out how you're going to get there. And then, you know, maybe say, well, maybe that's good. Here's one thing I want to tell you. If you're 5 years away from retirement and you're thinking about becoming an RVer, you should check that out. You should rent before you buy. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody, and it's different. And the cost of staying at the KOAs and the various places,
it's gone up exponentially since
astronomical.
COVID. Yeah.
$1,250 a month for the one that's near my house.
That's nuts.
And it goes up to $1,450 in the summer.
That's like a mortgage payment for some people.
And it's
some people think, well, it'll be cheaper than having our house, or we'll rent our house. It's like, no, it's expensive between the gas, the maintenance, and the rental fees on where you park. That's why you see more and more of them parked in Walmart lots. It's like, you don't want to have to sleep overnight in a Walmart parking lot, you know, and you can't always get electricity or water. So the KOAs, it is really expensive.
Well, this is a brand new KOA, and it's already half full. And, you know, I mean, it's still dirt. They haven't grown any grass yet because it's that new, and it's already half full. It's amazing.
That's nuts.
People that are doing the RV lifestyle.
Yeah, it's popular, but the RV, the cost of the RV itself is crazy. I recommend renting one.
Rent one for a month. Go out for a month and check it out. Don't buy it.
And after 1 month, if you think that's the way you could live for a full year, a full 12, then
even if it's half power, just half time, even if it's just like, I'm only going to do it in the summer.
Rent one for a month first. Yeah. One
for a month.
Yeah. That's good advice.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of what the owner of Gradient Investments told me, Chuck Lucius. He said, Tony, you don't ever need to own a boat, a cabin, or a swimming pool. You just need friends with boats, cabins, and swimming pools. That's what he told me.
That's right. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah, me too.
And if you don't have friends, then you just rent those things. You don't buy them.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't need a boat, Tony. You don't need to own a boat. You just need a friend with a boat. Yeah. And I go, but Chuck, you own a boat, right? Well,
yeah, that's me.
So anyway, okay. That's how he knows. Yeah. So, okay. That's good advice. Get that budget. And then of course, you know, travel, we talked about that 5 years out. You got to think about whether you're going to do that and what you're going to do with your time in general. Right. Yeah.
That's a good thing
to start planning, because you have to have a purpose in retirement or you're not going to last long.
You've got a lot of free time in retirement, and you really need to start figuring out what hobbies you're going to have, how you're going to fill your day, how you're going to stay fit, right? You know, what are you going to do? Sometimes some of the Medicare plans have what they call silver shoes, and they come with a gym membership.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are kind of neat. But even if they don't, go get a gym membership.
Yeah,
right. And that's a gym. Gyms are really nice now.
Yeah,
they're not what they used to be.
No, it's really nice. So, okay. Yeah. Now that we talked about 10 years out and 5 years out, let's move into our last category of the three phases of retirement planning. This is before you get there. And that's when you're 1 year out from retirement.
So when you're 1 year out for retirement, guess what? The first thing to do is look at your spending plan again. You know, you're always going to keep revisiting this.
Yes.
But you need to, now it's starting to get more clarified. And so you can figure out what that is. Discuss required minimum distributions with your financial services provider. There may be things you can do to manage those before they're due. Because they come due when you're 73 or a lot later, 75 maybe. So you have that to deal with. That means you have to pay taxes. So taxes are one of the biggest drains on retirement plans. So we always want to have a plan for those. Discuss Medicare. What plan do you want? What supplements do you need? We have a broker that we regularly interact with, and they know how to help build a plan that covers you the best. Understand what Medicare does and doesn't cover. Hey, if you're still working, right? You're 1 year out. You're still working. Maybe you need to get that knee replaced or whatever's going on. Get those elective surgeries done while you're still on your subsidized employer insurance. Okay. Because Medicare, you have to get up to the deductible sometimes with some things. So it's a different thing when you're on the insurance with your employer.
Give the listeners one more time before we go that phone number and web address so they can get a hold of you.
Yeah. So you can reach us at 719-210-4242. We'll run a Social Security maximization report for you to help you figure out how much, when to file for Social Security. We'll also look at that risk analysis and see where you fit on our scale. So please give us a call, 719-210-4242. Visit us at nolanfinancialpartners.com.
All right. Thanks. And that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Join us again next time for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.